WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump reviving and expanding a policy from his first administration targeting a dozen countries with a full travel ban. It means no visitors from those countries, no temporary trips, no permanent moves. The president also placing partial travel restrictions on another seven countries.
People from Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela will now be unable to come to the U.S. permanently or get student or tourist visas. The White House says they're targeting countries that lack proper vetting, fail to share identity and threat information, or exhibit high visa overstay rates.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Russian airstrikes have killed five more people, including Ukraine says a one-year-old boy, his mother and his grandmother, part of a drone attack in a northern city. Israel has recovered the bodies of two Israeli-American hostages taken in Hamas's October 7th attacks. Also, those U.S.-Israeli-run centers in Gaza shut down for a second day. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 16 Green Bay Area Public School District residents applied to fill the vacant position left when Koo Lee resigned amid questions regarding his address. The applicants include former trustee Rick Crossan, who lost the election in April and did not return to the board. Katie Gentry missed the seat by just a few hundred votes, and Elliot Christensen also ran for the school board this spring. Both appear on the list as applicants. One other applicant of note is Green Bay Common Council member Alyssa Prophet. All applicants provided their addresses to the district except one, and all live within Green Bay. The Green Bay Area Public School District will hold interviews on Monday, June 16th, and the selected individual will fill the vacant term until April of 2026, when an election will be held. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the state legislature continue to argue over who controls the federal funding distributed by the state during the COVID-19 pandemic. On Thursday, the State Senate Committee on Government Operations, Labor, and Economic Development held a public hearing. Over $171 million of interest has been generated by the pandemic relief funding. Republicans claim that money now belongs to the state and is under the legislature's control, while Governor Evers argues it is federal and under his control. If you're hanging out in certain parts of downtown Neenah and would like to take your alcoholic beverage outside with you, you now can. Wednesday night, the Neenah City Council voted 6-3 to create a designated outdoor refreshment area, or DORA. The DORA will cover a portion of Main Street, West Wisconsin, and South Commercial Street from noon till 10 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
The crew beat the Reds.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers getting home runs yesterday from Jackson Churio, Isaac Collins. Daz Cameron hit one 437 feet into center field on FanDuel Wisconsin.
They're now 12-8 against them.
3-2, hammered out towards left center field, and it is gone for Daz Cameron. That's his fourth hit of the trip, his first home run as a Brewer, and it's 5-1 Milwaukee.
The Brewers went on to win 9-1 over the Reds to take the series 2-1. Milwaukee's now beat Cincinnati 12 series in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Really proud of our club to respond the way it did. Really, really proud of it.
Golf, the AmFam Championship going on this weekend at TPC Golf Course, just north of Madison.
That's the end game, right? I mean, that's why we're all doing this, to give back to not only the Children's Hospital here in town, but to all the other charities that we can impact and give money to, and to support those people and to give back.
That's Wisconsin golfer Steve Stricker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 80 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a late day shower or thunder shower, and a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
It's Pride Month, and Northeast Wisconsin is blooming with opportunities to celebrate. Dana Johnson with Fox Valley Pride and Mel Davis of Rainbow Alliance Advocacy will be our guides.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, a beautiful, beautiful Friday morning. Let's go to the great city of Toledo, Ohio, and talk to one of our great friends, former UW Green Bay head coach and DePeer Redbird extraordinaire, in fact, a legend in DePeer circles, Todd Kowalczyk. Coach K.
You're going way too far on the legend, way too far.
I got to tell you something, though. When I was up at Mary Jane Herber's office in the Brown County Public Library, and they had the old yearbooks, and I pulled out, I believe it was Homecoming Queen Todd, Homecoming King Todd Kowalczyk, and... That puts you in legendary status, my friend.
Yeah, well, I was not a homecoming king, just so you know.
Well, you're something. You're something there with homecoming and whatever.
Okay. All right.
Coach, move on.
Coach, he uses that legend hoping it's going to be reciprocal.
Yeah. Well, he is a legend. There's no question about it.
Legend is on mind.
Good to talk to you, John and Jim.
Yeah.
Great to talk to you, Coach. The person we want to talk about, of course, is somebody that was so near and dear to us. And the man who, and this is no lie, Coach, and I've been with some of the greats yourself, Coach Bennett, Coach Heidemann, and the whole bunch. And we just go on and on. But I'll tell you what, when it comes to just cutting through the BS and sitting around a couple of cold Bud Lights and talking basketball, nobody cut to the chase more than a gentleman by the name of Dale Race, and we lost him recently. And I felt horrible I couldn't come to the tribute because of that little surgery I had and everything. But Coach Todd Kowalczyk, wouldn't you say Dale Race was legendary in the game of basketball?
Yes. He was had an unbelievable impact on so many people that he coached, that he mentored, and had a very unique ability to. I know kind of Duke talks about like their brotherhood.
Yeah,
I think Coach Race did that long before. And trust me on this, now guys, I've been involved in athletics my entire adult life. It does not happen at most places. It does not. To have that brotherhood and the players still staying in touch and how he impacted the guys he played for. He was our coach. He was our mentor. And then after you graduated, he was a friend for life. He was not your friend when you played for him. He was stern. He was tough at times, as you can imagine, was abrasive. But you always knew that he cared about you. He cared about your family. And he made you better. And you know, that the tribute, there was a lot of former Duluth players. There was a lot of Green Bay players, and you know, and all of us are better today because of him. And then some of us are where we are today because of him. There's several of us that got our entire jobs and careers all because of him. And that's wow. That speaks volumes.
Who yelled at you more as a player, your dad, who is also a legend, or Dale Race?
Oh, Dale Race, by far.
That's pretty cool. What you just, you know, these great coaches, and we've had a number of them on here, and of course you can read about them too. They are so much more than an X's and O's coach. You know, they really take an interest in not just you as
the
a person when you're there.
Are.
But you know, I think what the coach just said about even after the game, the years down the road, they call you to see how you're doing, how your family is. I think that's terrific that you guys do that. I think it's.
Yeah, I've never made a professional decision without consulting Coach Race. I haven't. I mean, and then when I was going for the Green Bay job, you know, he was kind of trying to help, you know, prep me and prepare me for the interview process. And I told him, I said, Coach, I'm 36 years old. This is my one and only chance at a Division I head coach. If you don't do it your first time, you never get a second opportunity. You just don't. That's just how coaching works. So I didn't want to be that 36-year-old that thought he had all the answers. So I wanted to hire a veteran coach that would tell me when I was screwing up, because you're going to make some mistakes, and I wanted to learn from those mistakes. And who better to hire than Dale Race? I got him out of retirement. Looking back at it, John, and you were there during those days, he was only 56 years old when I hired him. He sure as hell looked a hell lot older than that.
Hey, I roomed with him for a while. Trust me, he looked a lot older.
Smelled older.
Hey, remember that? As one of our friends called him, the pluck chicken?
Oh, yeah. Froghorn Leghorn.
Hey, I got a text here, Todd. Race Car was my Phi Ed advisor at UW-Eau Claire. He would always be in his office watching film on an old film projector. Old school, quite the guy, Terry.
Yeah, he was quite the guy, and you know, but you know, having him by my side, those for any that you know, talking, he really missed coaching. So talking him out of retirement was really easy. Talking his wife Margaret to come down to the Green Bay and leaving her home in Duluth was extremely difficult. And then she finally said, "Hey, listen, I'll do it for 2 years," and they stayed for six, and they never left. Had a great community. I mean, they absolutely loved the people at Royal Scott. They took it, and that was kind of his second family, and made a home there. And then after he, you know, get out of, you know, when Brian Wardle left Green Bay, you know, he followed three programs. He followed, you know, Bradley, he followed Toledo, but his main team that he followed, and had a passion for, and I want to give him a shout out because I know he's a friend of yours. That's Michigan State and Tom Izzo. That was the team he had a passion for. He would follow Toledo and Bradley, but not, you know, his team was Michigan State. And how Tom Izzo took him in as a friend and as an advisor to Michigan State was tremendous. And he didn't have to do that. But Tom Izzo really made Dale feel a part of it and part of their family. And I know he went down there several times to watch games and practices and. But that was clearly, to end his, you know, the last 20 years, to be a big Spartan like that was huge for him.
Wow. You know, Coach, I just want to underscore something you said as someone who was the leader. To go back and talk to these guys who retired, that's like really good advice because they're out there. And sometimes it's the spouse you got to sell it on. But we brought some people back like Molitor, and it just, you're bringing back wisdom. You're bringing back someone you really respect because even though you're the top of the food chain, it's like, okay, this is good, but I could use some help here. That was very wise on your part. And I would suggest people to look at that, you know, not everybody, but to get one of those people back. And they do kind of want to come back a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But not right away. You got to work on them. Got to work on them.
What did go ahead, Todd.
I still do that. Steve Clifford, who, you know, got fired last year as the head coach of the Charlotte Hornets. He's going to come spend a couple of days with us in July. I mean, those types of guys are invaluable. They got much knowledge that they can share with you. And if you, as a leader of a business or organization, if you don't, you know, want their advice, I mean, shame on you.
Right. That's great advice.
But you know, another thing too, with somebody like Dale, like again, you know, practices are practices, but when we would sit around, and I'll be honest with you, Todd, I've covered sports, you know, for 50 years or whatever. Some of the things I look back at most fondly in my entire 50-year career were sitting around in a hotel room the night before a game, having a couple of Bud Lights, and just letting Dale kind of expound on philosophies or individual players or whatever. Because what he was saying, you knew was really legit. It wasn't somebody just spewing to, you know, try to make people think how much they know. It was like he cut right to the core on things. And no BS filter. Wouldn't you agree? Those were just insightful get-togethers.
Well, I still do to this day. The night four games, I have a hard time. You're nervous. You're uptight. Having a couple beers with guys like you and Dale was what I always did and always will do. But you're right. I don't know. There wasn't a whole lot of gray in Dale race. It was black and white. And you know, and one of the things I talked about at the celebration, you know, foxhole guys, and you were a foxhole guy to him. If you were in his foxhole, you were in that for life, you know. And he didn't have a whole lot of tolerance for fence sitters.
Yeah,
guys that were wishy washy and would like you when you won, but if you had a tough game or would jump, he had zero tolerance for a fence sitter. But a foxhole friend. Man, that's what he was looking for, and that's who he was.
You know, I got a little altercation one time at a 3-on-3 basketball game in Manitowoc, because they had asked me if I could get somebody there as, you know, as a referee and to kind of do things. And it was Dale volunteered. Come down, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, man, thank you, Dale. And some guy was giving him crap about, you know, his officiating and stuff. Like, and I said, do you have any idea who that guy is? He goes, no, I have no idea, but I don't know why you're bringing these. And I went off on this guy, I'll be honest with you. And Dale actually took off his whistle. He was ready. He goes, handed it to the guy. You probably know basketball a little bit better than I do. I'll let you handle this. I'm not quite sure about the rules and everything.
Wow.
And I tore into that guy. But isn't that something? Which is hard to believe back in those days, right, Coach? But Dale was one of those guys that was unassuming, but underneath was just incredible knowledge. And sure. But here's the other thing, too. Incredible care for his people.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you say, Coach?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why he impacted so many of his players, and that was his. You know, they were part of his family, and the amount of laughter and stories and tears that happened last Friday was really kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, what are the things that you still incorporate day to day when you know the basketballs roll out next season? What are some of the things in the back of your mind that you probably don't even you don't even think about, but that came from Dale Race and all your experience of playing for him and then coaching with him? What are some of the things that you probably bring into your day-to-day life as a coach that were instilled somehow along the way from Dale?
Well, most of it's just, you know, how, you know, just blue collar, getting guys to, he wasn't that into the X's and O's. He was into recruiting high character men who would play together and wouldn't play hard and play unselfish. That was his strength as a coach. But there are certain slogans that I find me saying all the time to my players that he used to say to me. For example, open shots, a made shot. Or, you know, at Toledo, we don't do shooting drills. We do making drills. I mean, it's, you know, things like that. And he also had one that my wife put on a koozie for all the people at the celebration that I cannot say over radio because it just makes so much sense.
Well, he's one of those guys, though, that has impacted so many kids over the years. I mean, you got to remember, too, you know, these are 18-year-old kids a lot of times, first time away from home. And, even for you, you went to Duluth. And then Dale, the way guys could talk to players back in those days, that had to be a little bit of a shock to the new world of college basketball, your first time at Duluth, right?
Yeah, and he can be a very intimidating guy. He's 6'9". He's kind of grouchy. But when you get the chance to peel off the layers and get to know him, he's got the heart of a, you know, this is a huge heart and just a very, very gentle, kind man who, it was very, one of the lessons that we always learned as players from him is how to love and honor your mother and your wife and your kids. He talked about it and you could see how he treated Margaret and the girls and he'd always talk about loving and honoring your mother.
Yep.
That's great advice. So, Coach, update us on your life. I haven't talk to you a little while. How things going? How are you doing? We all love you. We miss you.
And we want to talk about your son that's not a bad basketball player.
Right.
So we got stick around, Todd, for a minute? We got to set to a quick break. Yeah. You got time?
Yeah.
You're not out on the pot. You're not out on the pot tune, are you?
No, I was getting ready to go to yoga, but I'll push that off.
Okay. I got to be honest with you.
I'm sure you're
going to
miss
that. When I heard you were huge into yoga, I thought, no, that must be the wrong Todd Kowalczyk. Hey, and what's the secret to having a happy wife at home? Buy her a pontoon.
Yes, correct.
We got to set a quick break. Todd Kowalczyk back right after this.
There ain't nothing in my mirror, just cloud, dust, and smoke. But what do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke.
But them 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point. Summer,
summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Rebel Eddies is your solution for auto detailing in Midwest Wisconsin. They specialize in top-tier services, including deep cleaning and detailing, paint corrections, ceramic coatings, wax oil undercoatings, window tinting, and more. And they take pride in delivering professional results every time. Rebel Eddies is family and veteran-owned and operated. Bookings are available as soon as 1 week. Call 920-671-8984 or visit RebelEddies.com. Rebel Eddies Detailing. Restore. Protect. Maintain.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
Mayor of Sheboygan, Ryan Sorensen.
If you want strong communities, you need to have strong quality childcare accessibility in your community. You know, whether you have kiddos or not, it impacts you whether directly or indirectly. And that's why, you know, being supportive of programs on the state level that can support local agencies is vitally, vitally important. So it's all intertwined.
This is not just for parents of small children.
This is mission critical.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I had nothing left to lose. Hey, welcome back. We're a very special guest, Todd Kowalczyk, former UW Green Bay head basketball coach, now the head coach of the Rockets of the University of Toledo. Coach, I want to talk about that young son of yours, who is a heck of a basketball player. Could you give us an update on him, please?
Well, it's kind of fitting that we're going to talk about him, because I named him after Dale Race and Margaret Race. I shouldn't say I. It was Julie's idea.
Really?
My wife's idea.
Yep. His first name is Race. So isn't that cool?
Is named Race. And he just committed to a school 2 weeks ago, John.
Was it Bradley?
And it's going to Brad. He's going to go play for Brian Wardle, one of the best coaches there is. And as you guys know, he was a great coach at Green Bay. Oh, yeah. He was my assistant coach. When I left to come to Toledo, he got the job at Green Bay and did a great job at Green Bay. And it was just kind of a family decision that, you know, we didn't feel, you know, he didn't – everybody, it would probably be best if he didn't play for Dad. Yeah. Julie will tell you we're too much alike. You know,
well, you played for your dad, so you know everything that comes with playing for your dad. I mean, you experienced it personally.
College is so different than high school in that regard. He gets so much, with social media now that he's got these, you know, college scholarship offers because of his dad. No, he doesn't. It's because of him. It's really more of my wife and his work ethic and how hard he's worked. And I'm proud of him because he's going to be a good player for Bradley, and I hope he's that unicorn that stays there for 4 or 5 years and never leaves.
That's awesome. How tall is he?
He's 6'6", and he's long.
Wow. That's awesome.
So his cousin is Con Knipple, who you guys all know, and mm-hmm. That's Sherry's son. And he saw how hard Khan worked and really tried to emulate that. And he's worked extremely hard to get where he's at. And I think he'll do well at Bradley.
And, you know, you talk about a family atmosphere with Coach Wardle and his wife and kids and Wardle's dad and mom and the whole thing. He's, you know what I mean? He's walking into a great situation, just environment of who's going to be around you.
And I'm not trying to offend the Green Bay program or Toledo program. It's a better situation. It's just, you know, yeah, they'll get on a Saturday night. They're going to, if they play against Drake, or they're going to get 8,000-9,000 people.
Wow. That's awesome.
Now part of it is they don't have football. They don't have, you know, minor league baseball or something like that. They, in Peoria, Illinois, men's basketball at Bradley is the ticket in the show. And they put out a great product. Brian's won a lot of games, won championships there. And they have a tremendous following, and the institution is all 100%, you know, backing of the men's basketball program.
That's awesome.
That's terrific. Do you get back here much, Coach?
Well, I do. I was just back last week Wednesday through Saturday. Love Green Bay. Love coming back. I actually walked around the campus. I haven't been on campus since I left 15 years ago. Uh-huh. And that was neat. I actually walked into the tunnels and walked around and went into, it's amazing how, you know, the Crest Event Center, but when we were there, John, we had the Phoenix Sports Center. I mean, yeah. I walked in the old Phoenix Sports Center, the old gyms that we used to practice and the women used to play at. And it's like, man, we did some pretty cool things in a facility that was god awful. It was bad.
It wouldn't even be considered Division III facilities now, would it?
Oh no, not even high school.
No. Yeah, you're right. Not even high school.
Wow.
I mean, if you go to Westy Pier right now and look at their facilities and their indoor football field,
that's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable what these schools have. Nina, you should see Nina's facilities, Coach. It's amazing.
It's college stuff. It's actually, some of that stuff is pro stuff. It's unbelievable, yeah, the weight rooms, and it's just
Nina's weight room is 10 times bigger than the Green Bay Packers weight room when I started in Green Bay. It's unbelievable. Coach, I got to ask you one thing, though, man. The NIL, how is that affecting the world of college basketball coaches?
Oh, it's real. It's there. I mean, it's not going to change. It's you know, I got to be honest with you. I'm not at the end of my career, but I can, you know, probably see it from here. You know, I find it fascinating. I do. I think the recruiting's always been a big art and some science. Now it's much more science. You're looking at a salary of a worth of a player, and you plug it into that. And you know, we got two rules in our program. All right, we can never overpay somebody, hopefully. That affects the rest of the roster. And you cannot miss on character. You just can't. And that's what, you know, we won four straight championships here. No one in our league has ever won three. We won four in a row. And last year we finished fourth, and it feels like we were god-awful. In our terminology, we were. Fourth is simply isn't good enough, but I made some mistakes in character in the transfer portal. We cannot do that.
It's amazing how one mistake, you've had that year with us.
We talk about that, right. That's got to be the driver.
But, I mean, you've talked about that in the business world.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, the best thing you can do for your organization is a good hire. The worst thing you can do is a bad hire. And, boy, it's a cancer. And, oh, yeah. That character thing, and I'll give the Green Bay Packers some credit for character. I think they really vet these people, and I obviously you do too. But yeah, you don't want to miss on that, because that's not just a not good player. That's brings the team down.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst of the worst is when they're actually likable.
Yeah.
Now they get the other guys to follow them.
That's the truth. You bet. Well, Coach Kowalczyk, what a pleasure and honor it is to have you on, my friend, and all our condolences to everybody that knew and loved Dale Race like we all did. By the way, you know, I had a great friend, Larry Epsch. He just passed away at 96, I think. But he had been sports editor at the Menominee and Marinette newspaper, Eagle Herald Ledger, I think it was, for like 60 or 70 years. And I asked him to put together his all-time starting five basketball team that he ever watched in high school. Uh-huh. And Dale Race was on that starting five as a player.
That's cool.
I thought that was cool.
It.
Yeah. Coach Kowalczyk, miss you, buddy. Great talking to you.
Miss you, too.
Okay, right, my friend. Thank you. Bye-bye. We come back. Pat Tracy, Discovering Oshkosh, right after this.
And the load of life is heavy. But me and this good old truck, we're gonna take it. Through the wind and rain and thunder, till the stormy skies are blue, and the sunrise
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. An inmate at Green Bay Correctional Institution was found guilty Wednesday of first-degree intentional homicide as a hate crime for the death of his cellmate. 25-year-old Jackson Vogel was convicted of choking Micah Laureano to death on August 27th. Vogel told investigators that he killed Laureano because of his race and sexual preference. Vogel was serving time for crimes in Waukesha and Columbia counties and a 20-year sentence for attempting to kill his mother when he was 16. When he is sentenced for the murder charge on June 27th, he faces mandatory life imprisonment.
Manitowoc police arrested a Valdor school bus driver for possession of child pornography following a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. A search warrant was executed Tuesday where police seized electronic devices and 39-year-old Justin Zipperer of Manitowoc admitted to possessing the material. Police are looking for other potential victims.
Wisconsin's with fewer than 7,500 people can hand count their ballots under a decision by the State Elections Commission last week. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Under the Wisconsin Elections Commission decision, those communities and all other Wisconsin towns, villages, and cities must still comply with federal law and provide at least one electronic voting machine at a polling location to accommodate voters with disabilities. The commission's decision Tuesday came in reaction to a complaint against the northwestern Wisconsin town of Thorn Apple, population about 700, over its decision to hand count ballots in the April 2024 presidential primary or the August state primary. The commission voted 5-1 to dismiss the complaint.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Critics love The Pitt, and so does George Clooney. The medical drama starring Noah Wiley, who also executive produces, is a hit for the streamer Max. Not that it needs help, as people are flocking to it, but it's never a bad thing when you get a celebrity endorsement from your pal George Clooney. Clooney and Wiley starred together on NBC's hit medical drama ER in the 90s. Clooney appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers and heaped praise on his pal Wiley. Audiences seem to love it, so if you like medical dramas, check it out. If you like golf and comedy, there is a new show starring Owen Wilson you should probably check out. The episodic is called Stick and tells the story of Wilson, who plays a washed-up pro golfer who is given another chance by coaching a talented up-and-comer. Check out new episodes of Stick, which drop Tuesday nights on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 80 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a late day shower or thunder shower and a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
The show kicks off with Congressman Mark Pocan, who went toe-to-toe against Russell Vogt, head of the OMB, and ate his lunch. Don't miss our chat.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Man, we've had some great guests today. Keith Pamperin, Challenge Outdoors. We want to keep talking about them and all the great things they do and how we can help them. Joe Harlow, Cheese Fest coming up in Little Chute. Man, that just sounds phenomenal. It starts tomorrow night, which is going to be fantastic. Todd Kowalczyk, head coach at the University of Toledo. So great, great guests all day today. But now we turn the page and talk to Pat Tracy.
The even greater guest. How are you, Pat?
Good morning, friends.
Good morning. How are you, buddy?
Well, as I'm listening to the show this morning and all of your fascinating guests and decide not to go to yoga because I have to come here instead.
Yeah, good.
All I can think about is how am I in this radio show with all of these other amazing people?
We were talking about the same thing. Todd actually brought it up here.
You are one of them. Hey, even yesterday with your ears ringing, we had Jeff Merkus, who's our downtown Green Bay event, and spoke very highly of you after I spoke highly of you. But you guys really work well together, and you're the ones who make the communities happen. And I told him, I'm really impressed with you. I wish when I was mayor, I would have hired you. You are just doing such a good job
there. I wish you did too, Jim. Oh my gosh. If you could have turned me loose into that world.
Hey, that's why I didn't.
I don't say a lot of great things about you, Pat, even though I do feel great things about you, because I like being snarky just like the way our people are to us. But I will say this. If you were let loose during his reign here in Green Bay, it would have been incredible.
Yeah. You bring it all. You just do. Yeah, you bring it all. So what do you got going on?
Well,
go ahead.
Well, Pat. Look. Okay. So listeners, if you are, come in on Facebook, because today I'm sporting the gift that Discover Oshkosh gave me to kind of rock off my summer. It's a amazing trucker cap with my own Why I Love Oshkosh logo on it.
Come on.
That's awesome.
Why don't we have those, Todd?
I don't know. I
next Friday or next Thursday. When is it?
Yeah, Thursday.
Next Thursday. Thursday. Next Thursday.
Look at this.
Love it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Discover Oshkosh. I love you, too.
Yes. Looks cool, buddy. Cool.
You guys, I'm glad that I really prepared for the show today, because I didn't want to let the listeners down after the roller coaster that they've been on.
Mm-hmm.
So, Todd, did we get the Waterfest tickets?
We've got them. I'm going. Yes. Amy's got them for us. All we need to do is get some winners.
Oh, cool.
So awesome. I don't know what you're proceeding. This is our first square dance on the Waterfest ticket giveaway. So
tell us what we got to give away, Pat, and then I'll give instructions on how people can win them this morning.
We've got a pair of Waterfest tickets. Waterfest Oshkosh is like, oh my gosh, it's like our 35th year. Don't quote me on that. But it kicks off next Thursday, June 12th, with a hairball. Oh my gosh. Okay. Hairball. I mean, amazing.
Absolutely.
Right? So you can go to that show. And I believe that's what we're giving away.
All right.
So I haven't seen the actual tickets, but if they look like my tickets, that's what we're doing.
Hey, Pat, we were talking here. I had my granddaughters in town a week or so ago, and the different things in Green Bay. There's, the great things to do with kids these days. And I said, you take about a 50-mile radius or 50-mile drive, 45 minutes, whatever it takes to get from, Green Bay to Oshkosh, and all the different things over there. I don't know if people realize it. All the things, you don't have to go to the Wisconsin Dells. I took my granddaughters to Crocs, and they thought it was the coolest thing in the world, and they live in Madison close to Wisconsin Dells. The great things we have up here, but that 45 to 50-mile radius between Green Bay to Oshkosh, all the different things. Like, if we had nothing to do in Green Bay, Todd, and I said, I got my three granddaughters here, What can I do if I bring him to Oshkosh? What would you tell me?
Oh my gosh. Well, you've got to go to the Menominee Park Zoo,
right.
John.
Yeah, free.
It's right on the lake. You'll see the animals. They're in their little cages. They got beavers, foxes, elks, a bear, and wolves.
Yeah, they're otters. Amazing. Yeah, do they have otters there?
Ours escaped.
Yeah. We're missing an otter.
Following that story.
Yeah, he's hooking up.
I'm not sure I know the difference between an otter and a beaver, to be honest with you.
Oh, otters are a lot smaller.
Okay.
And not as angry, right?
Beavers scare me. I was in a beaver pond one time as it was trout fishing, and I'm just sitting there just kind of casting, you know, reeling, and all of a sudden it sounded like a rifle shot behind me, and was a beaver coming up behind me, and he didn't like it that I was near his den, and he slapped his tail down in that water.
Wow.
And it sounded like a rifle shot, and he looked at me like, I'll go underwater and I'll gnaw on your ankle for a while here, and there's nothing you can do about it. And they're huge. Beavers are huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're nasty. Okay.
We have otters.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you? All right, cool.
I would bring the kids for the otters, or I'd bring the kids to the zoo, John.
Okay.
Hey, what about, I'm just throwing this out here for kids. What about the biggest fishing tournament in the country, which is next weekend, June 14th and 15th. It's here in Oshkosh.
In the country.
In the country. We're actually in the Guinness Book of World Records for most boats on the lake at the same time.
Wow. That's incredible. So
300, 320, I believe. Wow. Yes, that is a fact. Todd, we need to get the Otter Street fishing guys in here again, right?
Let's do it.
That's awesome.
So here's the thing I love about it. It's based right out of Menominee Park. So you can come down, John, mm-hmm. pack up a picnic lunch, mm-hmm. amazing picnics. The train is back, the Menominee Park train. Talk about an amazing triumph. You know, the city was going to close it down. It's kind of in disrepair. It's this little choo-choo train that runs around a, 2-mile-long track. We've been riding on it for 40 years. A high school senior got up her dander about closing this thing and like single-handedly marshaled the community. And now it's reopened and we're actually doing fundraisers and putting the thing back together from a high school.
Tell us a little bit about Todd. Do you know more about that? Amazing.
It was somebody
I'd love to talk to.
Big story in town. The train possibly going away. And people were like, no, we can't do this. This is a part of our community. And people stepped up and got it done.
What's cool about that story is, it was this high school girl that did it. Not that some rich guy that said, hey, look, let's stop this thing. I mean, she did it. She built the team, showed some leadership, consensus.
Yes.
That's awesome. I'm going to get her on here. I love
absolutely.
You start that at a young age. She's going to go places.
And so now one of the events, I can't see it in my notes, but one of the events this weekend, all the proceeds go to benefit the Menominee Park Amusement Center.
Great.
So now we're actually doing fundraising drives to benefit and keep that thing going.
That's fantastic. And you know what? We never talk about when we have you on, but I was behind a bus yesterday, UW Oshkosh bus, one of their teams, and it had all the different national championships and national competitions and sports-wise over the years. Man, UW Oshkosh plays some great sports.
Yeah, we're slaying down here, John.
Wow.
We're slaying. It's the culture. It really is. It's the culture of that athletic department. They're just like first-class ballers, every one of them.
Their softball team, their women's softball team, baseball, different things. It's amazing what they do at UW Oshkosh.
John, let's get back to you and the girls, though, right? So you're coming to Oshkosh for your day.
Yeah.
You're coming to the biggest fishing tournament in the country. The nice thing about it is that it's a catch, record, and release.
Oh, fun.
So they started doing this, oh my gosh, 15 years ago.
That's great.
To keep the fisheries strong. So we catch the fish. They have a little thing they measure them on and, get a picture of them. And that's how they do it. So there's not all the fish back in the, in the well at the end of the day.
That's awesome. That's always bothered me, Pat. And I'm not even joking about that. When I first started covering the fishing tournaments around here, it's like, man, you professionals just took a lot of fish out of our water, and they weren't going back in because they'd have to take them to the weigh-in, and then whatever. And a lot of them would die then. The mortality rate was really, really high.
So, yep, they started doing that in 2010, and I just love it. And I think it really is reflective of what Otter Street Fishing Club and the Battle on Bagel people are. They're really in it for all the right reasons.
That's great, man. That's fantastic. So oh, I
would do that.
Okay. You know, Grandpa needs to eat.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So would you be able to point us in the right direction?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Take him to Artie and Ed's, right?
Oh, that's right. Take
him to Leon's. Leon's
Artie
is right.
And Ed's.
Yes. What was
right
I
on
thinking?
The lake.
Yes.
Come on, the root
absolutely.
Beer floats.
Yep.
The roller skating.
Right.
The roller skating ladies.
Oh, yeah. Pizza burger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Good place.
Boom. Done.
Saturday is our farmer's market, right? Yeah.
Well, okay. Oshkosh, like every other town in Northeast Wisconsin, probably is going to explode this weekend with activities.
Yeah. I think this is the greatest weekend of the entire year. Living up in Wisconsin where we battle through the winters, I think this weekend right here, is the greatest little segment of the entire year.
And you're right, Pat, there's a lot going on and people, you know, there's a lot of graduation parties too, but if you're not going to one of those, man, you can be busy all weekend, starting tomorrow until Sunday night.
And so I'm really trying to get more into the farmer's market vibe. You know, instead of just like going down and walking through it, I'm trying to participate more. Check this out. This is on my list for this weekend. Knife sharpening.
Oh, yeah.
So you bring your knives. There's a sharpener. You drop them off when you get there. You stroll around. You have your coffee. You pick up some Wagyu beef, some egg rolls, maybe get your face painted. And then by the time you're done, your knives are sharp.
I like that.
That's pretty cool.
A lot. Yeah.
And
think about this stuff, you guys.
Yeah. Is there a cost to getting your knife? Or what is the cost to get your knife?
Yes, it is a cost. Well, okay. It's the normal knife sharpening cost. Come on. It's going to be like some 70-year-old guy. He's going to charge you like $4.25.
Right. That's awesome.
I used to try to... Hey, did you know that I used to try to make knives?
I believe it.
True story. You know what out of? You know what I made? Try to make them out of? Lawnmower blades.
Yeah, it could work.
That sounds like that could be dangerous.
I take the lawn... No, I did it. I did it out of my garage. I took the lawnmower blade and I'd cut it to get the tine. You know, you have to have a tine.
But those are pretty beat up.
Well, you have to sharpen the heck out of them. Have a grinder and do the whole thing.
Oh, you got to grind those.
Oh, my gosh. And then you have the tine. And I wanted to make it out of antlers, but they were too big for antlers. So I was making them out of wood. Didn't turn out great. But it was still a lot of fun to do, trying to make a knife out of a lawnmower blade. And when I retire, I'm going to go back into that.
Take them 2 weeks to make a knife, or you could go buy one for $19. But whatever you want to do, John.
It's the experience.
Yes, I know.
Can we get a visual on this of Mino in his garage at night with the grinder, the blade? He's got the like welding goggles on and the sparks are flying all over.
I did. That is one of the times I set my Grinnell region on fire with my shorts. True story.
I believe that.
Using the grinder on that. Honest to God, true story.
I want to throw out there too at the farmer's market. Our friend Reggie's going to be down there with Caribbean
cool.
Taste. So awesome. You got all the food you want. And pie on the porch is something really cool, Pat, because you can buy a slice of pie down there and it helps the historical society in Oshkosh. So you have a piece of pie and you help support what they do.
Love it.
Perfect. That is a good match.
Yes, I'm a huge pie on the porch with Pat guy, because then you get to sit and talk to the historical people.
Oh, yeah.
That's like fantastic. And I'll tell you what, Oshkosh is just loaded with history, huh, Pat? I mean, it just really is.
Okay, so now, before we leave, though, I got to tell you about the night. Because, I've talked about the gallery walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the gallery walk was huge before COVID. It's kind of waned. And I've been thinking and paying attention to the people that put this together, and they've stumbled on something that's amazing. The gallery walk, you know, you go out and see, I think we have 13 galleries. Okay, in downtown that open up this Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. A lot of them, you know, have a little wine or something. You walk around, mm-hmm. Okay? But to Pat, the marketing guy, gallery walk's been done. Guess what they did?
What?
That cool alley, that Algoma alley
like
that we've been in,
that
it's
we love.
All painted up.
Yep.
They're lighting that alley up. They're putting half a dozen artists set up their display.
Hang on,
in
Pat.
The alley.
We're going to go to a break.
That's
we got to take a
sounds
break.
Great.
And
this,
we'll
is too good. Yeah, this is too good
stand
to hurry.
By.
Stand
by.
Do not move.
Back with more Pat Tracy.
as Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We've been revisiting election denial hotspots this week, 5 years after the 2020 election. Monday, June 9th, a civil trial begins against MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, accused of defaming former Dominion Voting Systems election security expert Dr. Eric Coomer. Coomer, former director of product strategy and security for Dominion, found himself accused in a conspiracy theory, claiming Coomer admitted rigging the election and his life was threatened. Broadcasters, podcasters, Lindell, and others allegedly repeated the claim, resulting in Coomer bringing 5 suits, 2 in Denver District Court and 3 in Federal District Court. 2 defendants, far-right broadcasters OAN and Newsmax, settled their cases with Coomer. Others tried to use Colorado statute giving courts the power to dismiss meritless defamation cases where defendants prove they are exercising free speech. So far, the courts have found for Coomer, and his cases were allowed to go forward. Lindell told The Bulwark that he would be taking the stand in his defense. The witness list also reportedly includes former Mesa County, Colorado clerk Tina Peters, convicted of giving unauthorized access to the county's Dominion ballot tabulators to investigators tied to Lindell. Lindell told a D.C. federal court in April he could not afford the judgment in the case he lost to voting systems company Smartmatic. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hey, welcome back. Might of the Mayor here on a beautiful Thursday morning, heading into a fantastic weekend. And we're with Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. Pat, pick it right up where you left off, my brother.
So we're at the gallery walk.
Yes.
It's Saturday night. It's between 6 and 9 p.m. We found our way to the Algoma Art Alley. And Love. Now we've reinvented it. And here it comes. It's not the gallery walk anymore. It's the Night Gallery.
Oh, there nice.
All right.
Nice, nice, nice. I like the way you're thinking.
Right.
Okay. We just took a tired gallery walk, ho-hum, and transformed it into the amazing possibilities that are the Night Gallery.
I like this.
Guys.
I like what you're cooking.
That's a great area.
Huh?
That's a great area. You still going to serve a little wine there?
And it's kind of a spooky, cool place.
Right. It is night. Yeah.
It is. It's spooky, cool. It's like... It's cool because you would not take your kids in there.
Well, that's right? The thing. It's like, scary. You know, they all talk about if you had to walk down a dark alley at night. So it's got right. That kind of a flair and feel to it, right?
Yes, it does. But it's totally safe. And
again,
so they put like a little string quartet in there. We've got craft beer, wine. And all of a sudden, we've taken this back alley and made it the focal point of
the Night Gallery.
Love it.
And it didn't cost a fortune to do that. It's not like you did any major construction.
Just imagination.
You just took it, right. You just creativity. Took an area and got creative with it. That's great.
Yeah,
Pat.
Our little downtown business improvement group did that. And, you know, they're engaging all the artists. Right. And so the artists are out, you know, painting the murals and you get to talk to them. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it's a love fest.
That's
so
this weekend?
Come on down to Oshkosh. We'll be there.
When is that? That's Friday, Saturday? When is that?
That's Saturday night. That cool. is this Saturday night.
All right, fun.
I love it because I never know that place existed before, that right. back gallery type mm-hmm. thing. And that could be, you know, just a typical alley with dumpsters and whatever, whatever. But you got this really eclectic artwork back there that, and it's got that gritty sort of, you know, Soho, yes. New York kind of, you right. know, neighborhood feel to it. That's a cool little niche you got there, buddy.
And like who thought of that? Like, I got to talk to that person.
Yeah.
You know?
Aren't you just taking credit for it? Why? Right, I mean, right. you just tell us, hey, I came John up with this great idea. I would have. Yeah.
The other thing, Pat, is that Oshkosh, I mean, you share everything you do there, but other communities should and could do that. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like you built something. You'd use something that was yeah. there. And a lot of cities have, you know, alleys that are that aren't utilized at all, I should say. But to put some lighting in there, clean it up, a few murals,
well,
and then have
Jim,
an event.
Think even behind, like, right. Angelina's.
Absolutely.
Right there. Wouldn't that be a perfect alley to do something perfect. Like that in yeah. Green Bay?
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing is that I feel like the rising tide lifts all boats. Mm-hmm. And, John, you said it earlier. In this 50-mile region that mm-hmm. we are so blessed to live in, there is so much neat little stuff and entrepreneurial stuff. And when I was thinking about what I was going to talk about, one of the things that I've really noticed is all the live music. Mm-hmm. It has totally come back. And everywhere you look, there's a little duo or a trio someplace. And did I miss something, or did that just like come out of nowhere?
I don't know when it came, but it is there. Restaurants, just.
Well,
I think
the thing is, we had the gentleman on here for a music thing about 3 weeks ago, and he said when he was first starting out, there are only a couple of bars in Green Bay that really, it's kind of like, you know, which was the deciding factor, but it's like once the venue, you know, the musicians wanted to play and mm-hmm. people wanted, but they didn't have a lot of places to do it. Well, now these other places are like, hey, we have to compete with somebody else. It's not just going to be on, you know, $2 beer night. How else do we get faces in our place? So I give a lot of credit to these small bars and everything around here, you know, opening up their doors to local musicians.
And
would you agree?
The musicians were always here.
Right. That's what I mean.
But
they didn't have any place to play.
And that's where competition is good.
Yeah.
It just is. And acoustic, different kinds of music and no cover usually. And yeah, I'm so glad. I agree with you, Pat. Appleton, I think, had a lot to do with showcasing original music with the Music of the Mile. And I just think restaurant entrepreneurs are like, hey, let's bring that to our place. So yeah, it's great. Yep. We have a lot to do here.
Let's do this, okay?
We've got
VIP passes for Hairball at Waterfest June 12th. All right, Hairball's going to be there. The Michael Weber Show, Brett Newsky and the Bad Inventions. If you'd like a pair of tickets for VIP tickets, Hairball Waterfest in Oshkosh, June 12th, text in right now. Use the Civic Media app. Text the word Waterfest. Waterfest, all one word, text it in, and if we pick you, you'll win those two VIP passes for Waterfest in Oshkosh.
Love it. Hey, Pat, who are you most excited about?
$90 value.
$90.
Yes. $90. We're going to be in Oshkosh that day doing our show, so maybe we should just stick
not a
around.
Bad idea.
You know, that's going to be fun.
Hey, guys.
I don't know, but is there any place to go in Oshkosh 12? To have a couple of cold beers during the day?
Anything to do in the afternoon? Yeah, we're going to be there on the 12th, Pat.
Hey.
So.
No, we can party with Hairball. We can set up and sound check and then party before the show.
I don't know if I want to be a roadie. I'd rather watch and listen.
Jim does not want to work, Pat.
No, Pat.
Jim does not want to
Pat,
work.
Pat, this is going to be great. And that's just a great place to watch.
Fun time of year, isn't it, Pat?
Yes, I love it. I'll see you guys out this weekend. Everybody stay safe.
All right.
Have fun.
Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh.
He's
you're the man.
Boy, is he ever. All right. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, my friend. Great stuff. Great place.
And, you know, it's all summer. And like he said, I think music, he's right about that. And he's been around for a while. But where you go now, there's music everywhere, which I think is terrific.
We got to talk about your buddy, Reggie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That poor guy's had some bad luck with weather at his events, huh?
But you know what? People have still come out.
That's what I mean. But it's like, finally, it's been a nice weekend for him.
Yep. Yeah. So get out there and see him.
This is the weekend.
Yeah.
This is going to be a lot of fun. Yep. A lot going on.
Where's he going to be, Todd?
He's going to be at the Oshkosh Farmers Market. And there's also a food truck coming up, rally coming up on Friday night. So plenty of places to go out and see him. Busted Spud, his other food truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went out to, we didn't talk about it, but we went out to his anniversary party.
A lot of fun.
Good time.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun. A little cold that day, but it was fun.
Just Google things to do in Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay, Manitowoc. You know, Marinette's got a big deal going on. So there's,
Get up and get out there. Greatest weekend of the year coming up right now. Hey, thanks, everybody. It's great to be back. Thank you all so very much for the kind words you said and everything. And just moving onward and upward and getting her done. Thanks, everybody. Back into our morning. Money in the Mayor. See ya.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. According to Chinese media, President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have spoken amid stalled trade negotiations between the two countries. The discussion confirmed by the Chinese Foreign Ministry says the president was the one who initiated the call. Meantime, after exploding to a record high of $138 billion in March, the nation's trade deficit plummeted significantly in April.
As President Trump ramped up threats of tariffs earlier this year, U.S. companies and consumers ramped up their purchases of foreign goods. Goods in March to beat anticipated price increases. But as tariff rhetoric softened in April, imports decreased, exports increased, and the U.S. trade deficit dropped to $61.6 billion.
ABC's Jim Ryan, the president banning travel for people from 12 countries into the U.S. and issuing a partial ban for seven other countries. More Americans filing for unemployment claims. The Labor Department reporting a jump in filings to their highest level in 8 months. This is ABC News.